Welcome to the Intimate Marriage Podcast, where I teach educated, successful couples how to have incredible, passionate relationships so that you can stop compromising and start feeling fully alive in your relationship. I'm your host, Alexandra Stockwell, aka the Intimacy Doctor. I'm a physician and an intimate marriage expert. My husband and I have been married for 26 years. We have 4 children and full professional lives, and we've created an amazing relationship. I've also shown hundreds of couples how to do so as well. If you want to deepen your understanding of your own relationship and learn to access new heights of emotional, sensual, and erotic intimacy, you're in the right place. I will show you how. Now let's dive in. One of the most important things in life is to really understand and experience and enjoy the difference between doing and being. So much of our society is built around matters of doing, productivity, setting goals, working to achieve them. And by the way, I'm not knocking any of it. It's just that it's incomplete to be mostly or exclusively focused on doing. What are some of the wonderful things that happen when we are focused on doing? Well, we work hard, we achieve things, we create the career of our choice, we have more goals in our business and we meet them, we decide where we want to live and we make it happen. I mean, the capacity to do things is tremendous. In fact, it even seems silly to explain why that is such an important element of living a good life. But often, we are way out of balance with our focus on doing, and we lose sight of the experience of being present in the moment, of enjoying our experiences, of having pleasure, satisfaction, joy, alignment. And yes, I'm talking more slowly in order to convey a certain energy about the presence of being. But you can have that experience of being while you're moving quickly too, while you're galloping on a horse or playing soccer or moving very quickly while making love in an exquisite way. Being is, it's like the concept of flow, where we're present, we're embodied, we're expanded, we're experiencing things. And let me tell you that one of the biggest things that gets in the way of having a really wonderful, passionate, joy-filled, intimate marriage is when we set ourselves up to focus on the doing and deprioritize or just take our attention off of being. I'm often asked in interviews, I just had one a few days ago, I was asked, you know, what's a relationship hack for entrepreneurs? What is something that people who are busy and very involved in their business, what can they do to enhance their relationship? And one of the things that I said is, well, people often think that the issue is that you need more time. And that is not it in relationships. I mean, sure, more time is wonderful, but if you don't have more time and you're not going to reorganize your life, there is so much that you can do to enhance your relationship by just shifting from a state and attitude of doing into a state of being. Now, this isn't actually what I said in that podcast because it was a much more hardcore for entrepreneurs, business. And so I definitely had the energy of doing while I was speaking in order for the audience to get what I was talking about. But I really was talking about shifting into being more present. And one of the ways to do that, for example, is when you are on your way out the door to go to work, you can just leave because it's time to go and that's what you got to do because you got to be somewhere. Or you can yell, bye, honey, as you leave, or go give a quick peck on the cheek, versus something which really doesn't take more than another second to be present in the moment, to have your attention where your body is and where your partner's body is, and give a meaningful kiss on the lips where you are present with one another. It does not take any more time than a quick peck on the cheek, but in the one case, you actually feel connected. Because here's the thing, when you're oriented to your task list, when you're oriented to all the things that you need to do and all the responsibilities that you need to fulfill, there's a way in which your mind is always ahead of the present moment. It's always anticipating the next thing and problem solving and figuring out how to make it happen. And if you are someone who has those skills, well, bravo, they are fantastic. You can do so much good in the world being able to get things done. But don't deprioritize being in the present moment, feeling the feelings that arise, the sensations that arise, and most of all, when you are being, you have the internal spaciousness to actually know what you want, to make space for your desires to bubble up to the surface into consciousness. In fact, one of the very best things that I've done for my relationship and my business, I used to have a practice where every day for 10 minutes, and I would set an alarm, I would just lie down flat on my bed, but not go to sleep. Actually, it took a while to not go to sleep because I was doing. So when I would just lie down flat, I would just fall asleep, which is why I needed to set an alarm. But I grew the ability to just lie down flat on my back, eyes open or eyes closed, and just let things fall away. I wouldn't call it meditating. I wasn't focusing my attention on my breath or anything else. I just was making room to be, to feel myself without any pressure. And for me, 10 minutes lying down with this kind of openness, nothing to do, just to be able to be, that for me does more than a cup of coffee. Maybe not at 5 a.m. when I need to wake up, but in terms of reviving myself and becoming more energetic and being more creative, even if my mind was mostly blank for those 10 minutes, when I would get up, I would have focus, I would have desires and clarity and alignment. Being is so important if you want to experience connection, if you want to experience intimacy, if you want to have a conversation be gratifying, you have to be present within that conversation. And certainly, if you want to be fulfilled as you touch one another and let the erotic energy flow, you've got to be present as you do that. And what I really want to emphasize is that the thing that is essential in having a beautiful relationship, in really experiencing intimacy in your marriage, you have to know what you want. You have to have room to know your desires, to be willing to entertain things, because probably there are some things you want that you don't think you should want, and you think you don't want until you make enough room to experience them. This is true at really practical levels. It's true spiritually. It's true emotionally. And it's certainly true sexually. If someone says to you, what do you like in bed? Do you have an answer? Can you go beyond that answer to other answers that maybe you've never expressed before? In order to really enjoy intimacy of all flavors, you have to know your desires. And that is actually not a simple thing. And it's especially challenging for a high-achieving woman who knows how to make things happen, who has a career that required training. If you are a physician, if you are an attorney, if you are a corporate CEO, you had some goals and you have accomplished them to be where you are, but you probably had to let go of many desires along the way because they would have gotten in the way of you accomplishing your goals. However, in order to really have pleasure and gratifying intimacy in your relationship, it is essential to make space and discover what your desires are and to learn how to have a relationship with the part of you that wants things, even when they're taboo or inconvenient or too expensive or whatever it is that has you dismiss or deny them. It's essential that you reconnect with your desires and then you choose what you want to do with them. Because once you know what they are, they don't have this unconscious power to come out sideways or lead to self-sabotage or in any way get in your way. Once you know what you desire, then you can choose how to respond. Do you want to make them come true? Do you want to just savor them and imagine how it might be were it ever to occur? Do you want to know your desires and decide, nope, I'm not pursuing that? There really is a whole language, a whole internal currency that is available when you open to and allow and are in relationship with your own desires. And this is true of everybody, but it is especially true for women. And it's why actually my program called Desires, Awaken the Woman Within, I think of that as my beginning program. If you want more in your relationship, and what you can do right now is identify what you don't want, the complaints come easy, but the desires are still kind of vague. Like you want it to be better. You want him to change in such and such a way. But why do you want that? What do you really want to experience? This is something that is so important to explore and connect with. And I wholeheartedly invite you to enroll in Desires, Awaken the Woman Within. It's a do-it-yourself program. You can do it on your own time. No one else is going to know what you're thinking or feeling. And it really will open your heart and open your mind, open your body to so much more clarity, fun, gratification, and pleasure. In fact, I'm reminded right now, I didn't pull up the email. I should have so I could read it to you. But anyway, there's a woman who went through the Desires program, and afterwards she emailed me to say she found it so valuable because there was so much more about her desires that she actually hadn't known about before doing the program. It's almost like, well, like when you're used to cooking without salt, and then you just add a little bit of salt to the food and everything tastes better. Well, that's how it is when you really connect with your desires, and it allows you to feel better about yourself and to just experience more within your relationship. So this program, Desires, Awaken the Woman Within, it's just for women. But if you're not a woman and you're listening, by all means, send it to your woman, give it to her as a gift, because you will benefit tremendously from being with a woman who's connected with her desires, who's right with her desires, who's paying attention to and honoring her desires, because with that, everything changes for the better. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Intimate Marriage Podcast. If you're ready to deepen your relationship and create a truly intimate, delicious, and vibrant marriage, head over to alexandrastockwell.com and choose the program that's right for you.